Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Congratulations, Brock. How does it feel to you know, be the newest member of the Bears? And beyond that, have they given you an indication of what your role is going to be on this team? I know you had a lot of them in college.
Yeah, you know, being a part of this organization is just a dream come true. You know, my mom grew up in Illinois. All of her family are Bears fans, and she still has family all throughout the Chicago area, so it's a dream come true. I'm just coming in and willing to be coach. Whatever spot that is, I'll play it to the best of my ability.
Brock, did you say your mom grew up in Illinois, and where was that? And also, have you talked to the Bears about kind of what they want you to do? Is it being versatile? Is it playing straight safety? Is it special teams? Is it everything?
Yeah, my mom is from Decatur, Illinois. The rest of her family is still out there. Some trickled to the Chicago area, but a lot of them are still down there in Decatur. They haven't specified what spot, but I'll be more than happy to do whatever it takes to get on the field.
Brock, what was your pre-draft contact like with the Bears? Did they work you out? Did you come in for a visit? And what are some of the strengths that they identified in you that you think you can bring here?
Yes, the Bears safety coach, Coach Harris, came out to my high school, and we went over film, got on the whiteboard and everything, and it was a very positive meeting, and I guess he felt the same way.
Brock, how much time did you spend splitting between corner and safety at each spot last year, and is there one that's more comfortable for you?
Last season, I spent the first 6 weeks as a safety. I spent the last seven as a corner. You know, I felt comfortable at both. I felt that I made plays at both, and whichever one the Bears think that I need to play to help them out the most, I'll be more than happy to be there.
What was the reason for the switch in midseason?
Going into our bye week, my DB coach there called me in and asked me if I was willing to move to a corner. I told him yeah, and it was basically that simple.
Brock, given your length, what are some of the types of challenges you faced going against bigger receivers, and how did you attack those challenges in college?
Yeah. Obviously, in the Big Ten, you're going to see a lot of the big receivers, and I think timing is everything. And with some of those bigger guys, the more film study you can do on them to get any advantage as far as their timing and how they like to use their body, you can play big with them.
Any other questions?
Brock, a lot of the evaluations, if you mentioned that you don't have ideal size, but I think you did 25 reps on the bench at the combine. Is that a big part of your game, the weightlifting, to try to make up for maybe a lack of size?
Yeah, you know, at Minnesota we had a great weight program, and hopefully the strength that I built there will carry over to the field.
Did you leave the combine feeling pretty satisfied with some of the things you were able to show there?
Yes, I definitely felt good walking away from the combine. Obviously, it's never perfect. Obviously, you think more about the stuff that you could have done better. But overall, I would consider it was a positive event for me.
Given the background you have with your brother in the league and your dad played football, does that help you? Does that make this not such an intimidating jump, and is that something that teams liked in you as well?
Yes, you know, having an older brother who was always at the level above me, you know, being in high school, he was already in college, and now being in college, and he was in the NFL already, I felt like I was always able to get a step ahead coming in. You know, nothing ever felt new, and I think I'll be able to use that advantage in this case as well.
Brock, when you played safety in college, what were some of your run-stopping responsibilities? How would they use you in that regard, and how did that compare to how often you focus more on defending the pass?
Yeah, when I was a safety, we didn't necessarily have a standard free safety and strong safety. week by week, you know, depending on what type of team we were playing, I would be moved around quite a bit. So I have experience back as a free guy. I have experience down there in the box when you play some of the teams like Wisconsin or Iowa, who like to run the ball. So I feel pretty well-rounded at the safety.
Specifically, in what ways did Shane's experience sort of help you be a step ahead, as you said, to have a feel for what's coming?
I feel like I've been able to watch football on an advanced level for a long time because I've been able to see the game through his eyes and through my dad's eyes as well, and a better understanding of the game than some people had in high school or even recently in college.
Brock, what type of special teams experience do you have?
Punt. I was a gunner on punt block. I was on the block team, and I was on the kickoff team as well.
Kickoff coverage or kickoff return?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kickoff coverage.
Thank you.
Are you aware that the Bears and Patriots play this year?
I'm very aware. And week 8, I'm definitely counting down to it.